You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Thursday, Author of the Weekday, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Our good friends there make it possible weekly for us to introduce you to a book, to an author this week, Caitlin Yeager. And the book is Small Town Missouri, a bit different than what, I mean, we don't always do politically or historically driven books. We do have a variety. I mean, last week was a great example of that, more focused on a local murder mystery that took place here in the Springfield area. And this one is, well, small town Missouri, and about all the different small towns throughout the Missouri and or throughout Missouri. And I want to welcome you to the show and tell you part of the reason that I wanted to book you is because Sarah, the producer here, she's one of these travel folks. She loves to just go and travel and visit, particularly maybe off the map style towns. And I thought, well, this would be something. This would be a perfect book for her. And I want to thank you for being with us. And are you also a travel person? What made you decide to write this book and specifically focus on maybe some of the lesser known towns throughout the state of Missouri?
Hi, yeah, thank you so much for having me. I would consider myself a travel person. I actually kind of stumbled into this book, sort of, I guess you could say. My full-time job is with a wonderful organization called Missouri Humanities, and this organization that I've been with for about 10 years is really what, got me into a lot of the nooks and crannies of Missouri. It's a statewide organization. We work a lot with rural Missouri communities. And it really opened my eyes to a lot of the really wonderful stories and people and places that make up all the space in between, you know, St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield, Columbia, all those areas. So, that's kind of was my entree into small town storytelling. And that's kind of how the publisher caught wind of what I was doing. And I say this basically anytime someone asks this question, because I think it's so funny, but the publisher didn't ask me to write the book. He asked if I knew somebody who could write the book. And I kind of stuck my neck out a little bit. And I said, hey, I've never written a book before, but, I would love to try. I think if I was going to write a book, small town stories is what I would do. So he put a lot of faith in me. And I'm really grateful to Reedy Press for giving me the opportunity. And now we have Small Town Missouri.
Part of what I always find to be interesting when there's any sort of book along these lines is even if you're born and raised and you're, full blown like Missourian, you go through and you're like, I've never even heard of half these places. How is this possible?
Oh, absolutely. I that is something I think I pride myself on with this book. It was my goal to both, include the, quote unquote obvious communities, the ones that when you're thinking small town Missouri, they're probably what you think of, places like Herman and Missouri wine country.
Right, right.
But I really did want to include the communities that I felt had really interesting stories and places, but you might not even understand, their place in Missouri history or even that they existed. So I really wanted to include a really good mix of not just the towns you'd expect and the stories you'd expect, but also the unexpected and really get a good kind of geographic representation of this state and the different, places that it can represent and the stories that it can share.
How did you pick the towns that are in the book? And I asked that. I did what probably just about anyone and everyone from Missouri does or did whenever they look at the book. And they're like, oh, I'm going to find my hometown. And what was interesting, I my hometown is Carthage. And I'm like, oh, that's not on there. But Carl Junction is, which I thought, oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Neighbors right next to one another. And so I was like, well, I wonder how it is that you do choose who is and isn't in the book.
Yeah, I wish it was a really easy answer, but it's not. I kind of led to it a little bit with your previous question about, making sure there was geographic representation, making sure there was a good mix of expected communities and unexpected. I think you have a great example of like, you might think that Carthage is in there, but Carthage isn't in there, but their neighboring town of Little Carl Junction is. And I think Carl Junction has some really great stories. And that's an opportunity to maybe you're going to Carthage anyway, and you go hop over to Carl Junction, because the book says, hey, this is a great place to visit. So it started, of course, with population. That was kind of our first cutoff. And I believe our population cutoff was to keep it under 25,000 people. And that kind of obviously eliminated, a huge chunk of the state. But other than that, it really ended up with, you know, who had stories that I thought would be interesting to tell. You know, where can I make sure that, you know, if somebody was going to an area of Missouri, that there was a place that in this book that they could maybe take the you know, beaten, you know, unbeaten path and go and explore it instead of going, you know, down Highway 44. Maybe you go down a state highway and explore a different community. You know, and quite obviously, you know, it's who had enough information that I could find in my research to fill the pages that I needed to fill. So, you know, there's a couple examples in the book of, you know, a town that I feature, but in that town, you know, two pages or four pages or what have you, it mentions, hey, while you're here, hop over to this next town. You know, I think Keatsville mentions the town of Brunswick. I didn't include Brunswick as a two-page spread, but I did say, hey, if you're going to Keatsville, hop over to Brunswick and see the world's largest pecan. Right. You know, while you're down in Neosho, hop over to Diamond, Missouri and see the George Washington Carver birthplace. So I tried to make sure that, you know, if I felt that, you know, this place maybe had a very important story to tell, if I couldn't necessarily fit it in, that I tried to get people to you know, double the experience and see another neighboring community.
We're talking with our author of the week, Caitlin Yeager. The book is Small Town Missouri. Now, I say Carthage, my hometown. I moved there the summer before my freshman year from Excelsior Springs, which is in the book, and Hall of Waters and the Elms Resort Hotel up there. And the visuals are important. And just for people to understand the book, this isn't all print where it's just sort of a dry description of each town. I mean, you have visuals in the book. It's the perfect, easily digestible, enjoyable book to kind of just flip through, especially if you're going to do a staycation and find a place that just even visually you're like, ooh, that looks like a neat place.
Absolutely. And I think that Reedy Press did a really great job of doing exactly what you just described. You know, it's a great book to have on your coffee table to flip through if you're looking for, you know, just something interesting to look at, something to skim. I joke that you should just keep it in your car because, you know, you never know when you're going to be, you know, pulling off the highway and you want to see what's around you. But it's a great combination of beautiful visuals. I think they did a great job incorporating the images and making these places look desirable. And then also the information that I put in there, I wanted to make sure that it was enticing, but it didn't give you all the answers. It invited you to really get out into these communities and figure out the rest for yourself. So it ended up, you know, exceeding my wildest dreams as far as, you know, what a book could be. And I'm really, really proud of it and really proud of Reedy Press.
I'm going to keep making this about myself. Salem is also on there. Half my kin is from Salem. And so growing up, family reunions were always Montauk State Park. We would do float trips down Current River quite often. And you know, Missouri has beyond just the small towns, and many of them are connected to, and maybe even still exist today, because of so many of these different state parks. And we have tons of, in fact, one of our partners, Hunter Hardscapes and Outdoor, they sponsor a feature in which we highlight them on air and these features that run throughout the day. And so a lot of outdoor activities connected to some of these small towns also.
Absolutely. That's one of, I think, the main drivers for a lot of people's first experiences with small towns. They go to a state park. You know, you imagine how many communities are, you know, still thriving because of the Katy Trail that revived a lot of communities that maybe saw some decline after the railroad went out, but the Katy Trail and bringing tourism, bike tourism, and these, you know, really interesting cross-state, you know, travelers to these small towns, you know, sometimes that's people's first exposure to these communities. And there's a lot of opportunity for growth there. There's a lot of opportunity for communities to take advantage of the fact that they have an asset like a state park or a national historic site that says, hey, you're going to come here for this place, for the Katy Trail, for Deutschheim State Historic Site in Herman, the Walt Disney Museum in Marceline. You know, you're going to come here for these reasons already, but let me show you what else we have to offer, what other places and stories we have to offer you to help you explore more. And I think that that's a really great entree into getting off the beaten path and exploring these towns for more than just kind of the obvious attraction.
We're talking with Caitlin Yeager, the book Small Town Missouri. Did you find any favorites or unexpected gems you were unaware of through Missouri while putting the book together?
Yeah. I think it is an amazing thing that Piedmont, Missouri has done. I love when a small town kind of figures out a little piece of their story and it's unique, and they kind of just run with it and say, you know what, this is something that
this
other people
what we
don't
have.
Hang
yeah.
their hat on. And Piedmont is that they are the UFO capital of Missouri.
Wow.
They have a high number of reported UFO sightings. And so they said, hey, we're going to capitalize on that. And so it's kind of been this running, theme for them. They have a whole park dedicated to its UFO history. They have murals of aliens and statues of aliens. And it's just, one of those things where, it's a little quirky and they're running with it. And I think that that's amazing. So I love finding little stories like that.
Sarah, as someone that this book is tailor-made for, you love visiting small towns when you travel, even well outside of Missouri. Do you have any questions for Caitlin?
I don't think so. Okay. My first thought was, I wonder if Marceline is going to be on there, because that is the cutest little town, and they've really capitalized off
of it. Oh,
it
is, yeah.
Yeah,
is.
They have a great Walt Disney Museum.
Yeah, I
they
wasn't
do,
familiar.
And I'm glad you brought up Marceline, because Marceline, you said you have the cutest downtown, the cutest small town, and that's exactly what inspired Walt Disney to create Main Street USA in Disney World, is the downtown of Marceline. So you have it exactly right.
Well, any final thoughts you have for listeners today?
I just, I know we're heading into some colder months, but don't discourage. There's plenty of great things to do indoors, coffee shops and bookstores and museums and historic sites. So, keep exploring and, start planning some spring break road trips. If anybody is interested in learning more or purchasing the book, you can go to my website, CaitlinJaegerAuthor.com. Find me on social media under the same name, or you can find it at a lot of different local bookstores and big manufacturing bookstores as well.
Caitlin Jaeger, the book again, Small Town Missouri. And of course, big thank you to ABC Books on North Glenstone sponsoring our Author of the Week. Thanks for being with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the snow.
All right, you do the same. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed.